Marty?
Question for Alan, because you brought up the geography question about location of tumors, which is in the patients on 4599 who had hemoptysis, where were those patients hemoptysized? Were they central tumors? Were these real adenocarcinomas or the non-otherwise specified people who probably had a squame? Because, I mean, my personal take is that it's really histology, not geography. I mean, we now have data, not really data, but at least some safety information from a CLGB trial in small cell, and actually I think ECOG also has a small cell study. If there's ever large central submucosal tumors, it's small cell, and there's no bleeding from everything I've heard. So I don't think it's a geography issue, but I don't know. Do you have any information on the 4599 bleeders?
We did a case control study that was presented at ASCO as a poster discussion where we looked at the phase 2 study and the ECOG study to see if we could address that. And not surprisingly, with the relative lack of events, particularly in the ECOG study, nothing was statistically significant. We did see that cavitation seems to be a concern, pre-existing cavitation, mm-hmm. which may potentially
which
correlate to histology, and hemoptysis seemed to be. So we sort of reinvented the wheel with a lot of hard work, but nothing else specifically stood out. We looked at location. We looked at histology, but remember, this was not central review, so histology was pathologists throughout the country and did not see anything histology, either NOS or otherwise.
So an oncologist in practice says, Dr. Sandler, what about this patient with this big central adenocarcinoma?
What I've done and what I recommend is that you follow the ECOG 4599 guidelines, which did not include location.
All right.